At the end of January, Crystal Starbird had just submitted her reviews of some grants as part of a panel considering roughly 60 projects requesting federal funding through the National Institutes of Health. But shortly after she sent those reviews in, the structural biologist and UNC assistant professor got a message saying the study section for those grants was halted and later postponed. It came as President Donald Trump's administration issued an order to freeze all travel, communications, and meetings for agencies within the Department of Health and Human Services.
So our study section was supposed to be the end of January. We rescheduled to mid-April, but most recently it's been paused again.
While a U.S. District Court judge issued a temporary restraining order on the funding freeze last month, Starbird's experience reflects how additional grant reviews and applications have been stopped. It's just one of the many ways the research world has been thrown into chaos by Trump's administration in its earliest days. Starbird says beyond panels' inability to review and recommend new grants, the changes also affect current grant recipients like herself. Her lab at UNC, which studies membrane proteins in cells to understand how they interact with treatments for diseases like cancer, is partially funded by a federal grant that has 1 year remaining. Between the communication freezes, her grant having a diversity component, and seeing its expiration date fluctuate online, Starbird says it's been difficult to plan for what comes next.
But our understanding based on what the administration is doing and what they're stating, so not just, you know, inferring, is that grants like this might possibly be cut.
As a result, Starbird and her lab team of seven others are already preparing for changes. Their work would be able to continue, she says, but a tighter budget would mean a reduction in salary and less funds for supplies. Other cancer-related research at UNC already faces similar problems with tight costs for fixing or replacing aging equipment and infrastructure. Federal funding often helps cover those costs through facilities and administrative dollars issued to universities as part of awarded grants, which is also among the funding Trump's administration appears set to drastically cut. For Mark Pfeiffer's lab at UNC, the lack of those costs would be difficult to overcome when they have things malfunction, as one of their cold storage units did earlier in February.
So when was it that it went down?
Must have been Sunday, 2 weeks ago.
Pfeiffer's lab studies the signaling pathways of fruit fly cells, exploring how they communicate in order to understand how those cells in humans mutate and go wrong in cancer. Like Starbird's students and lab employees, Pfeiffer describes the federal government's upheaval as detrimental to his team's mental health.
I wake up every night in the middle of the night and worry about it. That's the reality. During the day, I can channel my energies into doing my real job, my other real job. I love teaching. But in the middle of the night, I can't, right? And I'm not just worried about science. I'm worried about our country.
Dr. Carrie Lee, a lung cancer medical oncologist at UNC, is also keenly aware of how federal funding cuts would hurt patients. As the chief medical officer leading UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center's clinical operations, Lee oversees 200 people who work in the center's research infrastructure, which often overlaps with patient care. She directly works with patients in her own projects and practice, seeing how experimental treatments can help people from across the state.
Oftentimes, that type of innovation is what leads to like groundbreaking discovery. It makes us as a university a leader in cancer research and what makes us as a country an international leader in scientific discovery. And the academic contribution is really the bedrock for a lot of that innovation. And I think that's what people don't realize is at risk.
Starbird is particularly attuned to this, not just from her involvement in grant reviews and own research, but her family's personal experience. The biologist is aiding her mother-in-law through a cancer battle and says she recently realized the drug treating her mother-in-law targets the same cell receptors her lab studies. Seeing that treatment stage firsthand and knowing the process behind the product drives home just how important her work is, the UNC researcher says.
What if one of those grants is the future drug that's going to help someone like my mother-in-law? And so you imagine if the drug that my mother-in-law is taking now had a few months delay, she wouldn't be taking it because it was just approved a few months ago. And so when you talk about a significant delay in this kind of research happening, you're talking about future patients that won't be saved by whatever's going to come out of that research.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.